listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
John 3:14-21. It's a slightly longer passage, and I read again from the Message translation. No one has ever gone up into the presence of God except the one who came down from that presence, the Son of Man. In the same way that Moses lifted the serpent in the desert so people could have something to see and then believe, it is necessary for the Son of Man to be lifted up, and everyone who looks up to him, trusting and expectant, will gain a real eternal life. This is how much God loved the world. He gave his Son, his one and only Son. And this is why, so that no one needs to be destroyed. By believing in him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life. God didn't go to all the trouble of sending his Son merely to point an accusing finger, telling the world how bad it was. He came to help, to put the world right again. Anyone who trusts in him is acquitted. Anyone who refuses to trust him has long since been under the death sentence without knowing it. And why? Because of that person's failure to believe in the one-of-a-kind Son of God when introduced to him. This is the crisis we're in. God's light streamed into the world, but men and women everywhere ran for the darkness. They went for the darkness because they were not really interested in pleasing God. Everyone who makes a practice of doing evil, addicted to denial and delusion, hates God's light and won't come near, fearing a painful exposure. But anyone working and living in truth and reality welcomes God's light, so that the work can be seen for the God work it is. This passage is, in a certain way, a very concise summary of the gospel. In fact, it contains the most famous verse probably of all of Scripture, John 3:16. And the summary makes three points: that the purpose of Christ of coming into the world is not condemnation. I like the image of pointing an accusing finger, but that the purpose of him coming into the world was restoration, redemption, acquittal, atonement. In other words, that the guilt and debt that we have incurred ever since Adam is paid for. The second point of this summary of the gospel is that when we speak of judgment, it is one that we impose on ourselves if we don't believe. We refuse the setting right that God has come to bring, and so we stay in an unredeemed state. The third piece of the summary is the one we want to focus on most today, that what Jesus came to do was not just acquittal, but to bring life, abundant life. All three paragraphs of this passage speak of life abundant, life overflowing, that God wants to give to his people, and not just setting right. So let us ask the question today: does my life look like it's brimming over, abundant, everlasting? If so, let us give thanks to God for the transformation we have received. If not, why is that? Why does my life not brim over with everlasting joy and life? Do I not believe that this is for me, like this is good, too good to be true? Or do I refuse it, preferring to struggle through my days on my own steam? Or do I not ask for it, since I think I'm not worthy of it? Yesterday, we spoke of the quote-unquote hand of God in our lives through the Holy Spirit. Let us stretch out our hand back to him and ask, Lord, give me this overflowing life, this brimming overflow of the Holy Spirit.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.